I'm with Hamza Amin. We've just finished the first round of the Dubai Open here at the Elves Club, the first professional event here at Dubai Sports City. Hamza, how do you assess your first round?
I'm very happy with my score. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to have a practice round because I slipped in at the last moment, but I putted well, hit the ball well, and you know, in these scoring conditions, I'm quite happy with the result.
You mentioned conditions. The breeze picked up, didn't it, as the first round went on?
Yeah, I played the first nine 2 under. The first nine, it wasn't very windy, and then on the back nine, it kind of picked up. But I hit a lot of greens, so was able to make par, and I birdied the ones that I had to.
Pakistan isn't necessarily associated with golf. How has a Pakistan golfer achieved what you've achieved playing on the Asian Tour?
There are a few of us. You know, I think it's hidden talent. Cricket is the biggest sport in Pakistan, but there are about 5-6 guys that are very talented and have the ability to play at the world level. But for some reason or the other, they stay in Pakistan and don't come out. But I'm happy to be representing my country at an event like this.
Give us a little bit of your backstory then. Where did you start playing the game?
I started playing in Pakistan, but I'm half Austrian. My mum is from Austria, so I lived in Austria for about 5-6 years and played the amateur tour there. And then I turned professional and tried a few times at Q School. This year I made it, and you know, this is the first time I'm playing the Dubai Open here at the Elves Club.
So whereabouts in Pakistan have you been playing?
In Islamabad.
And in terms of the facilities there, just talk us through it.
I mean, you can't compare them to a facility like the one here at the Elves Club, but it gets the job done.
And in terms of your own future, you're still obviously very young. Where do you see yourself? On the Asian tour, or would you like to go to the European tour or the US tour? Where do you see yourself? What's your career path?
Well, I played the MENA Tour actually last year. I did quite well. And this is my first year on the Asian Tour. You know, everybody's dream goal is to play on the PGA Tour one day. So everything one step at a time. And, you know, if you play good golf, everything takes care of itself. So you just have to stick to the process and keep going.
You mentioned the MENA Tour. How much of a good thing has that been for you, and how much of a good thing has that been for golf in the region? I think it's been going now for 4 years. It's growing and growing. There were 9 tournaments this year. I think the hope is that they're going to have 13 tournaments next year. How important has the MENA Tour been for you, and do you think the region in general?
Well, I think it's been very important for me. It was the first time I played a professional tour outside Pakistan, so I have really good memories. And I felt very I feel very comfortable playing in the UAE. I took my experience from the MENA Tour and used it this week at the Dubai Open, for the first round at least. And I think it's very popular among Pakistanis as well. So you'll see the number of Pakistanis playing the MENA Tour grow as the years go on.